Doctor Who, Terror of the Vervoids, The Trial of a Time Lord. Written by Pip and Jane Baker. Read by Bonnie Langford. Prologue. At the apex of the cosmic evolutionary scale is the ultimate refinement of creation, a society comprised of Time Lords, beings whose intellectual prowess and agility surpass that of every other creature in the universe. This facility has enabled them to develop the ability to travel in time. Past, present, and future are all available to them. An awesome power. Fortunately, they are also gifted with moderating wisdom. A cardinal rule has become a pillar of the law that governs their conduct. They shall not meddle in the affairs of other societies. The penalty for transgression is death. An offender shall not only forfeit his or her life, but all remaining lives, for the Time Lords can regenerate into a new personality when a current existence has run its course. The Doctor is on trial. Snatched out of time, he stands accused of this very crime. A vengeful prosecuting counsel, the Valyard, has cited two cases as proof of his guilt. The Doctor has now to present evidence of his innocence. Chapter 1. The defense begins. A somber hush permeated the trial room. The Inquisitor, in her white robes, the officiating Time Lords, veritable guardians of the laws of Gallifrey, the black-garbed Valyard, all watching.